Welcome to the J.J. Nichting Company in Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on. For today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. J.J. Nichting Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Dominic Ottens with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with Iowa State University Human Sciences Specialist Don Dunnigan about National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month and the resources available at ISU. This is part one of a two-part interview. So what are some of the first things that come to mind when wanting people to be more aware of the situations going on right now?
Well, certainly the facts, the facts are what drive some of the work that we do. And we do know that 47,511 Americans died by suicide in 2019. And of those, 528 were Iowans. There are an average of 130 suicides per day in the United States. And as you spoke about the mental health of our country and of the world in the last year, almost 65% of communities do not have enough mental health providers to serve the residents in their communities in 2020. So getting mental health, raising awareness about suicide prevention is just, it's critical. In Iowa, an alarming statistic is that the suicide rates increased between 1999 and 2016, 36.2%.
And what are some of those warning signs that people should be made aware of?
Sure. Some of the warning signs, if we're concerned about a family member, friend, or colleague, they can come to us in a variety of ways. There may be direct verbal cues or clues. Some other signs are behavioral, and they would include if you recognize someone withdrawing from family and friends, or if someone you care about has significant sleep disturbances, sleeping more or less than usual, or if you know of someone who's giving away prized possessions or personal items, or they seem to be putting their personal affairs in order. These can be reasons to be concerned. We also know that we need to take into account an increase of alcohol or drug use, or relapse in alcohol or drug use is a reason to be concerned or a warning sign. Another warning sign for suicide is that individuals with mental health conditions, such as mood disorders or schizophrenia, anxiety disorders, and there are certain personality disorders that can be risk factors. I also like to remind you and your listeners that major losses can be a warning sign for someone that might be thinking about suicide. The loss of a major relationship, family member or friend, especially if that loss was from suicide. If someone you know has an expected loss of freedom, financial security, this can also be a warning sign to take into consideration.
And what can we as those in the community do to help those that may be struggling with their mental health?
We never want to leave an individual alone that we feel might be at risk. Although we sometimes feel there might be a level of confidentiality if someone is talking about suicide, it's actually very important to involve others. And this is so that they can also help support the individual that we might be concerned about. They can add a layer of safety and protection and help to ensure that this individual is not left alone, as we might not be able to be with them 24/7, right? So by involving others, it helps put some protection around the person we're concerned about. We also need to make sure that we're able to ask the tough question if we're dealing with someone in crisis. And if it's something we really can't do, then that's another good reason to involve other people and find someone who can talk with this person. The research shows us that people who are having thoughts of suicide, they actually feel relief when someone asks them in a caring way. The research shows that acknowledging and talking about suicide actually may reduce the chances of suicide rather than increase it. Sometimes people think, well, I don't want to put that idea in their head. That's actually a myth. The research shows that that does not happen. And we may have to help them make a phone call or to get help, help the individual get to a hospital or a mental health provider. We need to follow up with them as well. If we've talked with them or if we're feeling concerned even after they've gotten help, still follow up and let them know that we care about them with a phone call, an email, a text, or a visit. Offering hope to someone in crisis can make all of the difference. I'd also like to share with you and remind you that it is okay to call 911 If you find yourself in a crisis situation with an individual, many first responders are trained in this area, and there are mobile mental health crisis units available in many of our counties. There are also suicide prevention trainings and mental health trainings offered through Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, as well as other organizations. For more information on some of our programs, you can contact your local county extension office. There's one in every county. By learning more about mental health and suicide, it helps us to be part of the population that's reducing the stigma around mental health and mental health crises.
And that's been today's J.J. Nichting Company in Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Iowa State University Human Sciences Specialist Don Dunnigan talking about National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. J.J. Nichting Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Dominic Ottens with KCII News.